God's plan for each of us and obedience, part one. I'd like us to begin this lesson by just listening to a beautiful psalm King David wrote and sang already more than 1,000 years before Jesus came. It is Psalm 8, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, so that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have put in their places, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? You've made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, all that crosses through the path of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Do you notice how it says that God has given us dominion over all the works of his hands, and that he has put everything under our feet? Yes, everything he put in our charge. And within that plan to have us manage the earth for him, he gives each one of us a specific task according to the gifts that he has put inside of each of us individually. God has a special plan also for you. He speaks to you and to me through Jeremiah 1 verse 5. Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I set you apart for myself. I ordained you. And there you can fill in what God has ordained for you, a special plan for you. Yes, before God formed each one of us in the womb, he already knew us by name. He knew every detail of us and had an individualized plan for each one of us, while our earthly parents yet knew nothing about who we would become. Though he has our plan, he will never force us to fulfill it. It has to be our own free will. We have to fulfill that plan because we love him. We have to fulfill his plan if it is our desire to do so, to honor and obey him. Yes, he wants that to be our choice. Because all our God is after is a loving relationship between you and him. He is the big daddy, and you and I are a little child. And what God wants us to do is lift up our hand so that we can take his as he reaches down. He actually takes our hand, and then we can walk together with him. And there is no better way than when we realize I am weak. I am so vulnerable. People can hurt me so easily. But my daddy is big. Nobody can touch me if he is holding my hand. That is how he wants us to learn to walk with him, just like I myself, little Casey, used to hold my father's hand as we walked together to church. Oh, how proud I was of my father. Here are some questions to discuss. Is Adam the father of all of mankind living today? Do you understand that God wants us to manage this earth for him? Does that mean that he wants us to keep it beautiful and make it even more beautiful? Can you sense what God's plan for your life may be? And are you willing to share that with each other? What would God like you to do for him? Yes, God's plan began with Adam. And let us read the first chapter in the Bible, Genesis 1, together. It's the history of creation. There are actually two stories, but I'll read now the first story of creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. The earth was on the face of the deep. I make a mistake, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear." And so it was. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herbs that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abound according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth, each according to its kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle and every creeping thing. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. I've given it to you, and it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food." And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and set it apart, because in that day he rested from all his work which God had created and made. Now, have you noticed the verses 27 and 28? I'll repeat them here once more. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Here are some questions to discuss, one at a time. Do we spiritually look like God? How much do you feel? Do we look like God? Is it reasonable to say that we are his children? Does only the man look like God? We call him Father because we originate from him. We are born of his will. Just like a child is born of the will of its father. Yet, he also nourishes us. He feeds us just like a mother would. He lets Adam take care of every living creature on earth. He becomes God's manager, God's representative on earth. That is what God had planned for all of us. I repeat, a small portion of Psalm 8, where King David says, "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? You have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet." A few more questions to talk about now. Can you see that God wanted us to manage the earth for him? Can you see that God wants us to manage his creation and make it more beautiful? Have we made God's creation more beautiful? Can we do that for him when we do what we want to do? Then we read in Genesis 2, starting at verse 7, additional information. This is part of the second creation story. "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward of Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." Now I skip a little. "Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, 'Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, because in the day that you eat of that one, you will surely die.' And the Lord God said, 'It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper who is comparable to him.' And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field." Now, do we notice that God tells Adam what he can eat and what not? From one tree he cannot eat or he will die. We also read that God instructs Adam to give names to animals. Interesting, because names determine the nature of the creature. Adam is truly managing the earth that God had made for him. And he is helping God give it more detail. Adam represents God here. Later we will show you that our God actually chooses to do nothing on earth unless we first ask him to do it for us. But yet he then will do it through us as we start. I sense very deeply that God created us and he has planned to work on earth through us and only through us, because he is interested in relationships. Just like a father and a mother long for a baby, long to be able to nurture it and to see it grow up and enjoy it, so our Heavenly Father longs for us and enjoys us. That is, if we are willing to come along with him. I have to think of my own father when I was a little boy. I still see myself walking to church with him. I see the place even where we walked. It's such a good memory. I was a little boy and I looked up steep, high up to my father, and he held my right hand I had to lift it to get to his. I can just feel it. Nobody could touch me now. Now I was safe, and now, with my daddy, I can do anything. Everything becomes possible when my daddy does this with me. And that is how I see it here. God is just waiting eagerly for us to take his hand that he extending toward us and to just say, "Daddy, can we do this? Can you help me get it done? Daddy, I'm so happy that you walk with me. Now I feel all the way safe." This is the end of the lesson, and tomorrow we will finish this subject.